A reading from Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He's brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He's filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I should have known better. I really should have. Vicarage, I had the girls from the youth group in the back seat, and my wife sitting next to me telling a story. And as she often does, she didn't actually announce the subject of the story or begin at the beginning. And so I was getting exasperated and frustrated and finally burst out with, "What are you talking about?" At which I was severely admonished by all of the girls in the back seat telling me, "Shut up! We understood exactly what she was saying." And I learned then that human beings don't tell stories the way I like them to be told, to begin at the beginning, to proceed to the middle, and to end up at the conclusion. And surely, if you think about it, people loved by God, the church doesn't tell her stories that way either. Because it was a week and a day ago that you gathered in this room and we read the story of the nativity of St. John the Baptist. What happened when he was born. And now, a week and a day later, the church year grabs hold of us and pulls us 3 months prior to that event. And surely this has hit you before, right? I mean, you celebrate Christmas and, well, thanks be to God, nice and orderly, Annunciation is 9 months before Christmas. But then the day after Christmas, you fast forward 3 decades to the stoning of Stephen, and the day after that, to the end of the first century with the death of John, and the day after that, all of a sudden, you're 2 years after the birth of Christ with the death of the Holy Innocents, and then, in a few days, you're at January 1st, and it's his circumcision, 8 days after his birth, and then, before you know it, you're 2 years before the events that you celebrated at the Holy Innocents with the revelation to the Magi, and then it's just within a week you're at the baptism of Jesus. And if you like things nice and orderly, tough, the church year doesn't give them to you that way. It's almost as though the church is our mother telling a story, and she gets excited about what she's saying, and she bops from one thing to the next, filling all the pieces in. If you're like the girls in the back seat, you can be patient, and at the end, you'll be happy that the whole thing is laid out for you. But if you're obsessed with order, it will drive you crazy. But you know what? When our God enters into our time, when the eternal inserts himself into the temporal, well, people do get excited and weird things happen and the unexpected becomes expected. And before and after and even now and later, it all becomes a tad fuzzy. For all live to him, as he would go on to say. And then show on the Mount of Transfiguration, where all of a sudden you've got the mishmash of Moses and Elijah and talking about his exodus, his bursting a hole through death. And was that 8 days or 6 days or what? And our God entering into time. That's what the incarnation is all about. His entering into our time, but that's putting it wrong. It was never our time to begin with. It was always his. And he may do with it what he chooses. And what he chooses to do with it does boggle the mind. Planting at the center a manger and a cross and flesh taken out of a virgin's womb. That's where today's feast picks up. Mary, with God's tiny little heart beating beneath her own, hightailing it to the Judean hills. And as she's going, did she no doubt think, Gabriel, why couldn't you have appeared to Joseph and me together? And why couldn't you have told these people I'm about to visit what's going on? And she calls out her greeting, and the miracles begin tumbling out. 9 days ago, you remember how John would be born again before he was born, filled with the Spirit, even in his mother's womb. Today, you witness the truth of it. Mary's call and the arrival of John's Lord and Master hidden inside the young virgin, and it causes John the Baptist to leap for joy inside his aged mother's womb at 6 months pregnant. And so Elizabeth sat up and noticed. And she stood up, in fact, and filled with the Spirit, she sees the marvel of it all. Can you see her? Can you see her as she makes her way in awe across the room? Can you see those aged, wrinkled hands as they reach out and grab that young face, the young face with the eyes with all the questions in them? And then she lets her know. She knows the story before Mary opens her mouth. Blessed are you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Was she staring down then? Was Mary staring down? Why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Soon as I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And you know, I really do believe that at that moment she looked over at Zechariah and staring at him said, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was told her from the Lord. Mary, magnificat anima mea. Surely she said it in Latin, right? My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. She looked down in awe. Did she touch her womb as she sang her song? He's regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. And behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. And they have. I mean, isn't that the title we usually give to her? The Blessed Virgin Mary? The Mighty One. The Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. His mercy. Aleos. That's another name for Jesus. That's who he is. The mercy of God. He's shown strength with his arm, scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts, brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly, filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. Echoes, strong echoes of Hannah's song, but cosmically lifted up, the proud angels being tossed down and replaced with what? With creatures of clay? Yes, he lifts up the lowly, amazing, the God who turns things topsy-turvy, upside down from our normal way of thinking, because of course we're the ones with the upside down perspective. He's just putting them back to rights. He's helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, like he spoke to our fathers, like he promised Abraham and his seed. Was she still looking down? Did she ever stop looking down? And his seed forever. 3 months she abode there. Elizabeth was 9 months pregnant, or 6 months pregnant. 9 months would bring to the end. Can you imagine the lively discussions between the two women as their joy and awe mingled, and Zechariah, in the front seat now, told to shut up, just had to sit and listen as the story unfolded, and they celebrated and rejoiced. Whether or not Mary stayed all the way to the birth of John, the one who was born of her really did shake things up. No wonder then that when the church tells the story, she just can't go point by point. She has to jump in her excitement. Oh, and remember this, and wait a minute, don't forget that too. Look at what he did. When God's born of a virgin, all bets are off. When God keeps his promise to Abraham, flipping everything on its head by bringing blessing to all dying on a tree, time just explodes. And you know what? If you're a neat freak, you can either learn to roll with it and say with Mary, let it be to me according to your word. My soul magnifies the Lord. Or you can be frustrated. I suggest we lose the frustration and instead enjoy with Mary the great blessings of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.